It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, let's start with the Detroit mayoral race. Despite the fact that Detroit is under the rule of an emergency manager, 16 people were in the running for mayor. And we followed the news of the write-in campaign of former Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan. He was kicked off the ballot because he didn't live in the city long enough before filing to run. Then another guy started his own write-in campaign with a nearly identical name to the first Duggan. With spelling contests aside, it looks like Mike Duggan has led Detroit's mayoral primary. Does this surprise you at all, Jack?
I think it's truly astonishing, not so much that he made the runoff, but that he finished first by a wide margin, that apparently, clearly more than half of the people who voted yesterday cast write-in ballots, and something like 90% of them, more than 90% of them, voted or intended to vote for Mike Duggan, and almost all of them spelled his name right. Mike Duggan, the CEO, not Mike Duggan, the sort of faux candidate and barber. So it's no one's ever seen anything like this, and it certainly puts him in a good position for the November election.
Meanwhile, Detroit residents also voted to elect 9 members to Detroit City Council. Do you think with a new mayor and changes in city council come November will be our next hope for Detroit?
Well, we're going to have vast changes with city council, no doubt about it, in part because for the first time since World War I, we're going to a council by district system. There'll be 2 at-large council members and 5 by and 7 by districts. Of the 7 districts, at least 5 will have people brand new to council. 2 other current councilmen, Andrew Spivey and James Tate, look like they may be elected from different districts. In the at-large elections, 2 sitting members, Sontiel Jenkins, the city council president, and Brenda Jones, got so many votes in the primary, it's hard to imagine them losing the general election, but it'll operate under new rules and be most new people.
Mm-hmm. And finally, let's end our discussion in Pontiac. Governor Rick Snyder yesterday declared that there was a financial emergency for the Pontiac School District. What do you think will happen with this district in the months ahead?
Almost certainly there'll be an emergency manager. Pontiac is facing a lot of problems other districts have faced. They've been not making payments. Apparently they took money out of a pension to make payroll. And so we'll have one more emergency manager. The question, I think, for everybody is, at what point do we think about whether we want to fund school districts adequately so that we don't have to have all these emergency managers? And emergency managers were meant originally to be sort of a once-in-a-great-long-while sort of thing when a school district really got out of whack, but it's clear that these schools don't have enough money to operate properly, and at some point, I don't think we want to have every district in the state under an emergency manager, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for filling in the details for us.
My pleasure.